This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Sawyer County is looking for applicants for the court services and financial assistant position at the county jail. According to county officials, the position will be responsible for assisting in administrative aspects of the jail, including booking, housing, and the release of inmates. The county is looking for applicants with at least a high school diploma or equivalent, as well as experience in administration. Applications can be submitted directly to the Human Resources Office in Hayward or submitted online through the county website. A pedestrian was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after being hit by a vehicle in Burnett County on Thursday. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, the accident occurred in Siren just after midnight on Thursday near the intersection of Highway 35 and County Highway FF. When authorities arrived at the scene, they found the pedestrian lying in the roadway and he was quickly flown to a Twin Cities hospital for treatment. Authorities say the driver of the car was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking to give residents a bigger say in legislation through the new state budget. On Friday, Governor Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones. Governor Evers had proposed a similar plan after the overturning of Roe v. Wade triggered an abortion ban temporarily. A Cumberland man accused of leading Rice Lake police officers on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour has agreed to a plea deal. According to court documents, 18-year-old Daniel Carrillo Graniel was charged with attempting to flee an officer over the summer. As part of the deal, Graniel entered a guilty plea to amended charges of failing to stop and was sentenced to probation. The driver of another car in the chase was also charged with possession of a firearm while intoxicated and will appear in court in February. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. A Gordon man has been charged after allegedly driving under the influence with a child in the vehicle. According to court documents, 43-year-old Randy Goodeal is facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine and operating under the influence with a passenger younger than 16. Goodeal was pulled over by a Rice Lake police officer on Highway 53 after they noticed air fresheners blocking the rearview mirror and tinted taillights. The officer then allegedly found methamphetamines and marijuana during a search. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert has announced the selection of a new city administrator. Pending the approval of the city council, Matt Staling will serve as the next city administrator. Staling has previously worked as the city administrator in St. Cloud since 2016 and has local government experience in the Midwest dating back to 1996. He will replace current administrator Dave Montgomery, who has been serving in the role temporarily to assist in the transition of Reinert's administration and chaired the search committee for his replacement. Some Northwest Wisconsin projects will receive funding through the Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant Program this year. The City of Ashland will receive $25,000 to implement a readiness plan for addressing the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. The City of Menominee will also receive nearly $23,000 for the restoration of its urban tree canopy. Polk County and the City of Spooner received smaller grant awards for a hazard tree removal project and gravel bed starter tree program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comments on a grant project application to support ATV and UTV mapping and communication. According to a press release, the program would support projects that acquire and maintain statewide digital information application software for ATV and UTV riders, as well as adding more communication equipment and producing more maps. That information would provide riders with essential safety and regulatory information. Public comments will be accepted until January 31st. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Harry Potter franchise was interested in having David Fincher direct. When all was said and done, they said no thank you after hearing that the director of Seven and Gone Girl told Warner Brothers he wanted to make Harry Potter more creepy. I am hoping the producer-director does bring an element of creepiness to his upcoming project Chinatown, a series he developed with Robert Towne before the legendary director of the film Chinatown passed away last July. A 4K re-release of Seven is currently in theaters. We are all late to the party on certain bingeable shows. For me, Letterkenny is one that flew under the radar. The show has a rabid cult following. A hockey-based spinoff of the show called Shorzy has just been renewed for a fifth season, according to The Hollywood Reporter. If you want to play catch-up on the show, you can check out the previous four seasons on Hulu, as well as all seasons of Letterkenny. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. Mamma Mia! There is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Puberty.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24.
Right now, it's zero.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.